Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, do you ever feel a bit overwhelmed, off balance, lopsided with too many options and too many choices? Well, you're not alone. It seems this feeling of imbalance is a common consequence of living in interesting times and a life full of possibility. Randy Zuckerberg thinks the key to finding your footing is to embrace the unbalanced nature of life and to narrow your focus. She joins us to discuss her new book, Pick Three, You Can Have It All, Just Not Every Day. Randy Zuckerberg, welcome to The Mountain Life.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sleep, work, family, fitness, friends. You can kind of have it all, but...
but not in one day. I think that's the key, is that we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, to have these lives, to get everything done. And I think what happens is it just leaves all of us feeling so overwhelmed, feeling like we have to multitask and not actually achieving success or happiness in any area. So I do believe that you can have it all, but having it all means prioritizing and being really disciplined in how you spend your time on a daily basis.
Randy, is there a gender aspect to this? I couldn't help but notice that a lot of the people you interviewed and examples tended to be about moms and a mom's perspective. But, you know, in this day and age, gender identification and parenting roles and all sorts of things are getting, mixed together. And so my question to you is there a gender aspect to doing it all?
You know, I don't think so. And that is how I'm really glad that you raised that, because this philosophy has really evolved and morphed over the years. In fact, when I first kind of started writing and talking about this pick three life philosophy, I was calling it the entrepreneur's dilemma. I was applying it to people who are starting their own businesses and trying to figure out, you know, how do you balance your time when you're out there trying to raise money and start a company, but you also have all of these other things in your life? Over time, I came to realize that it's not just entrepreneurs that this applies to. It's truly everyone who's balancing. Now, of course, I am in a position in my life right now where I'm a working mom. It's something I think about a lot. I have young children. So, of course, my writing is always going to skew towards, you know, my own experiences as a working mom juggling that guilt. But from the interviews that I conducted through the book, this is definitely something, it doesn't matter what your gender, your age, where you live, we are all faced with the pressure of multitasking more and more.
And Randy, again, on that guilt comment, because it jumped out for me also, and I saw you address it numerous times in the book, balancing the guilt or eliminating the guilt, it's not, I get the sense that you're saying there is going to be a certain degree of guilt. So let's just accept that as a given or the reality of the situation. And now let's work with it by being intentionally lopsided and picking the three so that we don't compound the guilt. But the guilt's going to be there one way or another. Am I correct on that?
Definitely. And I think, I mean, you just said that so well. The Olympic athletes I spoke with in the book, the people who are at the top of their game, surgeons, I mean, people who are really defining their work categories in a huge way, everyone feels guilty. It doesn't matter, even if they look like they have these perfect lives on paper, everyone makes sacrifices. So I think you're absolutely right that it's learning how to minimize that guilt and live with it and compartmentalize it. Instead of going to bed at night focusing on all the things you didn't do, it's about that mind shift of how to get okay with celebrating the things that you did do, with setting manageable goals for yourself so that you can reduce that guilt as much as possible.
It seems to me, Randy, that you are always able to fit something else in this lopsided balance. And talk a little bit, if you would, about leaving Silicon Valley, because essentially you wanted to become a Broadway singer for at least a short period in your life.
Isn't that a typical career trajectory for
anyone? Of course.
It's interesting because working in Silicon Valley was definitely one of the most lopsided times of my life. When you're working in an early stage tech startup, You know, you're working around the clock, 24 hours, you know, you're pulling all-nighters at the office. That being said, I mean, that was a time in my life. I was in my 20s. I was, you know, ready. I was in a phase where I wanted to be lopsided towards work, and I'm incredibly proud of what we achieved during that time. But as I, you know, as I had started to have a family of my own and enter my 30s, I started to find that I had other priorities in my life as well. And in Silicon Valley, there's kind of this culture of celebrating busyness and this kind of martyrdom of sleep when you're dead, you know, work hard now. For me, I had other things in my life that I wanted to do, that I wanted to pick also, not just work. So when the opportunity came up to star on Broadway in the show Rock of Ages, that was an incredibly exciting opportunity for me. I wound up moving to New York by myself. My husband and my two-year-old at the time stayed in California while I went to New York and rehearsed and performed 8 shows a week on Broadway. So again, another very lopsided time in my life, but lopsided in a totally different direction.
Randy, you know, the title of your book and the message that you're conveying, that, you know, we can have it all, but not every day, and we have to pick between sleep, work, family, fitness, friends, and pick three. That applies to a certain segment of our country, of the people in our country, but it certainly doesn't apply to everyone. And there are some people who aren't really in a position to pick between things to have it all. They're just trying to have something. How do you address that in I'm sure that's been brought up and you've had to address that, but this wouldn't really apply to everyone.
You're absolutely right to bring that up, but as I was researching and writing the book, I tried to make a really concerted effort to talk to a wide variety of people and interview a wide variety of people, many of whom do not get to choose what they pick and their priorities, because we've all been in situations where life threw us a wrench, where we thought we knew the path we were on, and all of a sudden the stable job that we had went away, or there was illness or death in our family, or an unexpected situation that just threw us a curveball. And for me, I wanted to make sure that I wasn't just coming to this book from a place of privilege of people who get to choose their three in this perfect scenario where they have the resources and the time and the support to choose it. I wanted to make sure that I had an opportunity to talk to single parents who are working multiple jobs. I spoke to a woman who is a recovering addict and spoke to her about a lot of the sacrifices and changes she needed to make in her life to completely change up her toxic friend circle. I spoke to someone who was working in the government agency where she couldn't even tell me or her family exactly what it was that she worked on, and how isolating that is when you have a career that you have to keep secret from people around you. So I really want to acknowledge that there's a lot of people in this country and in the world who don't get to pick their pick three. And sometimes when you're in that survival treading water mode, that's when it's most important to free yourself from the guilt of feeling like you have to do everything.
The book is Pick Three. You can have it all, just not every day. Randy Zuckerberg, thank you for joining us on The Mountain Life.
Thank you so much.
And Randy Zuckerberg, very interesting, and an interesting family to be part of. And she talks about that in the book, how family is huge, how her brother Mark Zuckerberg flew for like 2 hours from Australia or something to come and see her opening on Broadway. It's a great little book. Hey, let's thank our underwriters.
Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, San Francisco Design, Valley Behavioral Health, Park Meadows Country Club, Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation, Davidson Orthopedics, and Park City Mountain.
And it's KPCW Park City. Thanks for tuning in to The Mountain Life.
Hey,
sorry.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, Fred Marshall Painting, painting Park City's home since 1974, FredMarshallPainting.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
Find, friend, and follow KPCW Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We're bringing news, information, and photos from across the Wasatch back to the sites you use.